February 8th, 2023. Havcast 406, episode 406. Let's go. Of course, I have a few things to share with you guys. An evening of reflection. Shall we? Father sues after Wisconsin officer filmed kneeling on 12-year-old girl's neck. I don't know who introduced this tactic of putting your knee full force on someone's throat or putting your knee full force on someone's back, but it's clear it's done a lot more harm than good, and these cops are having a very tough time unlearning it. It's become like their go-to move or something. Whenever I see this tactic performed on someone, it always reminds me of a farmer or someone in the wild trying to take down an animal. An Illinois man sued a former Wisconsin police officer on Monday who was filmed kneeling on his 12-year-old daughter's neck while breaking up a fight at a Kenosha middle school last March. Jarrell Perez filed a lawsuit against former officer Sean Guchow, the Kenosha Police Department, and Kenosha Unified School District over the incident, accusing the officer abusing unreasonable and excessive force against his daughter, and the police department and school district of failing to properly train Guchow. What type of piss poor police officer has to dig that deep into his bag of tricks for a 12-year-old girl? It's like Goku dropping the spirit bomb in the beginning of the fight. If he has to go that far for a child, you can only assume that he would just shoot an adult for nothing other than frustration. While attempting to break up a fight between Perez's daughter and another student last March, must have been like a real riot in San Quentin or a rampage in Rikers, Guchow allegedly held the 12-year-old girl face down on the cafeteria floor and put his right knee on her neck in what the lawsuit described as an unlawful chokehold. Perez's daughter suffered a traumatic brain injury, cervical strain, and recurrent headaches, as well as emotional distress and mental trauma from the incident. This is terrible, according to court documents. All I could see is someone that has a child by at least 80 to 100 plus pounds and using his full force, no self-discipline, no self-restraint, and no self-control. The lawsuit also alleged that the Kenosha Police Department permitted Guchow to become a school security officer despite a previous report that described him in his previous role as a police officer in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, as emotional, panicked, or loses their temper, and his field performance as unacceptable. So somewhere someone took pity on him and said, hey, we're going to throw you a bone. We know you're not supposed to be policing on the streets, but we're going to make it easy. We're going to give you a gig watching kids. That's all you have to do is just watch the kids. And his pathetic ass couldn't even do that, which resulted in what appears to be debilitating injuries to this child. Talk about dropping the ball. Next up, Florida man who broke into a gas station, stole dog food and smokes, caught after leaving behind debit card. Police. It's Florida. A can of dog food and a pack of smokes might be considered a romantic dinner for two. Nothing cleanses your palate like a smooth Marlboro Red after eating ground horse and gravy. A Florida man is under arrest after police say he stole from a gas station and left his debit card with his name on it at the scene of the crime. Deputies with the Flagler County Sheriff's Office responded to an alarm at a gas station early Sunday morning in Palm Coast, Florida, and found the front door of the business unlocked, Fox 35 Orlando reported. Me personally, I'm not going to steal anything. But if I'm going to steal anything, I'm not going to bring my wallet, my debit card, or any other identification along with me. For all that, he might as well have just waited until the store opened to make the purchase. After searching the gas station, deputies found a debit card with the name Lance Kurtz sitting on the counter near a register. Security camera footage showed a man entering the store from the back and stealing several items before unlocking the front door and walking out. Police say they recognized Kurtz, 21, from a vehicle fire earlier that night, and they found him at the disabled vehicle where he admitted to breaking into the location and taking the items. A great question for management, and you know how much I love management, is how the hell was it so easy for this guy to get in? Because he just walked in like he was shopping, like the store was open, so that I could come back later and pay for it, Kurtz told police when asked why he left his debit card behind, just so they knew my name, you know, just in case I got picked up. I didn't want to steal anything. You know, that's against the law. I don't know if they teach you guys that. Bless his heart. I think the cops believed that he believed he wasn't stealing, because if they thought he was being smart, they would have gave him a few potatoes upside the head for that statement. Kurtz was arrested and charged with armed burglary of a dwelling or structure and petite theft, and was released on $10,000 bond. But they gave that guy in Texas that kidnapped and abused that woman for a whole week, they let him walk off with a $1 bond. He must have, I'm not going to let it go, he must have really wanted those items to break into a closed convenience store to get them. Sheriff Rick Staley said, leaving a debit card behind does not absolve you from theft or committing burglary, because that's against the law. I don't know if they taught you that. Just me saying that, I could see the nightsticks are flying. I'd rather not. Fun show. That being said, I'm going to wrap this one up, but I'll be sure to talk to you guys very, very soon. Adios.